Okay, we're up to Kufta Zayin Amar Aleph, the second to last line. Ema Shalom Dvisu de Rebbe Lezer, Achse de Rebbe Gamliel. Ema Shalom was the wife of Rebbe Lezer, who was the sister of Rebbe Gamliel. Havoi, she was the sister of Rebbe Gamliel. Havi Ahu Filosofa Bishvusei, there was a philosopher. Tosa says that what's it called? That he brings down the derivative from Greek of philosopher is someone who loves chachma, philosoph. And some say that the girs over here is pilosaba, is a joker. What's it called? A scoffer. Rashi says philosopher is a min. He was a min lamaisa. The shvusei, they had this philosopher of his min in their neighborhood. Davi Shokel Shmod Lomakabel Shokta. He put out he had a reputation that he didn't take bribery. He was a judge. Bo Lachuche Be. So they wanted to make fun of him. They wanted to show him up, to show what he really was like. Yaili Le Shraga did the Hava. Right, she brought him a present of a golden candelabra, the Ozla Kamei, and she went to him for a judgment. Amrale, Bo'ina de Niflige Li Benichse de Venashi. Said, my father died, and I want to have a portion in the inheritance. Amralehu Plugu. So he said to them, split it up, and you should get a portion. I Amrale, Ksivlan B'makum Bro Bartolo Seirus. So, what's it called? Ram Gamliel. What's it called? Said, but it says that a daughter doesn't inherit when there are sons. The sons inherit. Amarle min yoma de galisim ne'arachon isnatilus araisa de Moshe, the isyoi v'safra achrisi. So in the time that you went into Galus, the Torah's Moshe was bottled, and a new book was given. You see, it says, Mashma, this is a New Testament. In that new book, it says that boys and girls inherit equally. So Ram Gamliel brought him a nice white donkey, which was worth more than the golden candelabra. So he said, I changed my mind. Look in the end of that book, the Kosav Day, Ano lo lemiftach min oraisa de Moshe Asisi, velo lo sofi al oraisa de Moshe Asisi. I didn't come to detract from Torah's Moshe or to add to it, right? Uksiv be b'makum bro, bartolo seiros and takin. The Torah it says that a daughter doesn't get when they're sons. Omrle nohar nu reicha kishraga. So she said, to hint to him, remember, the your words should shine like a candelabra, to remind him of Amarle Ram Gamliel, Osachamru Boshes Lashlag. Ram Gamliel says, well, it's obvious that the donkey came and trampled on your candelabra. So they made a fool of him, what's it called, that to show that he went after the Shochad. There's a Rosh that learns from here that Stam Goyim take Shochad. And because otherwise, why did this goy have to make himself have a reputation as if he doesn't take shochad, if every goy doesn't take shochad? And therefore, there's a shita that holds that even though goyish edim and their kos are okay for a goyish shtar, a shtar that's written by goyim, with goyish edim, is kosher for mekach u'memkar, right, for business dealings. But you have to have two Jewish edim be made that they don't take shochad. So the Rosh says, if that's the case, then this takana can never be, because every goy takes shochad. Some goyim take shochad. So the rai is from here, and the rai is what we said. Even though from here it's mashma, only this philosopher took shochad. But since he had to give himself a reputation, it's mashma, everybody else also took shochad, and you need a special reputation that you don't. Okay, Rashi. Tavi shokol shmod lo mekabel shochta, hayamotzi olav shein. He publicized his reputation. She'enu mekabel shochad. He doesn't take bribery. Mibali dinim haboyim lefanav, from the people who came to be judged in front of him. V'ayim mekabel v'seisur. L'maisa, he was a liar. He used to take it privately. Amar leif l'sofel Ram Gamliel. So Ram Gamliel and his sister came. Ima shalom. And the philosopher said to Rav Gamliel, from the time you went into Galus, a new book has been given. And in that book, it says that boys and girls can get together. And then the next day, when Rav Gamliel brought him Shochad, Shvilis called Sof HaDover Hu Tachti Shalom. Shvilis means go to the end, the bottom of it. The bottom is always the end. The Shaykh Lememer Shvilis L'Seifei. Nahor Nahorach Kishraga, Hinor Orach Kishraga. Your light should shine like a menorah. Ramza Shinas L'Menorah B'Shova. She wanted to remind him that she gave him a menorah as a bribery. Omer Lo Ram Gamliel Osachamru Bacha the Chafasul Aretz. The my donkey obviously pushed your menorah to the ground. Kolomer Ani Nitzachti B'Shova. I gave more shochad. They should expose him for what he really was. And this taka, the second quote, is from the New Testament, right? That I didn't come to decrease from the Torah, right? Nor to add to it. And there's some girsas that have, but to add to it. I didn't come to change anything, but to add, not to take away, but to add. And that's where the expression one iota comes from that sentence. So I didn't come to change one iota, right, which is like kutso shel yud lahavdil, right, in Greek letters, the iota is a small letter. I didn't come to change one even small thing from the Torah, the Yoshka said, just to either to add or not even to add. Okay. Mitna mitnei ma ein korin, why don't you read ksuvim on Shabbos? Amaravo shonu elabisman beis hamedrash. The isher is only in the time when the drasha is being given, and that was the drasha was given after shachris, before they ate the meal. That's when this drasha was given. Aval shalobisman beis hamedrash, after the meal, when the drasha was given, right? Then korin. Then you can read. Ushmuel amra filu shalobisman beis hamedrash ain't korin. And Shmuel holds the whole day you're not allowed to read ksuvim. Eini, v'anardoa asrei de Shmuel havei. Nardoa was the city where Shmuel was the rav. U'v'nardoa paski sidra b'ksuvim b'minchas of the Shabsa. And in Nardoa, they used to read a perek of ksuvim after mincha on Shabbos. So you see that what's it called? Shalobizman the drasha. Even Shmuel held you're allowed to say ksuvim. Eli'i itmer hachi itmer. Therefore, you have to say with the machlokas, Rav and Shmuel is a different machlokas. Omar Rav lo shonu ela b'makom beis hamedrash. The isra is only in the place of the drasha. You can't read ksuvim, but in your own home, avos shelo b'makom beis hamedrash koren. In your home, you could read ksuvim. The thing is, they shouldn't get together in shul and instead of hearing the drasha, go and read ksuvim. But a person individually in his house could read ksuvim. Ushmuel amar bein b'makom beis hamedrash bein shelo b'makom beis hamedrash bisman beis hamedrash ain't koren. Shelo bisman beis hamedrash koren. Doesn't make a difference where you are. The question is what time it is. If it's during the time of the drasha, even at home you can't read ksuvim. And if it's not in the time of the drasha, even in shul you can read ksuvim. Okay. V'az de Shmuel l'tameh. And Shmuel, Taka, did what he held. De benahardoa paske sidra de ksuvim minchas of the Shabbosa. Because in Shmuel said that it only applies in the zman of the drasha. And therefore, by mincha time, which wasn't the zman of the drasha, was after the meal already, they used to say a perek of ksuvim, mincha Shabbos. Rav Ashi Yomer la'olam, k'da amorim mikara. Really, it's like you said in the beginning, that Shmuel Taka holds, that it doesn't make a difference, bizman hadrasha or shalom bizman hadrasha, it's also the whole day. Right? And Shmuel k'rev Nechemya. And Shmuel said what he said in the name of Reb Nechemya. In what's it called, the Tanya, Afal pi shomru kisvei hakodesh ein korin bohem, avo shomnim bohem, the dorshin bohem, nitzunitzrach lepasuk mevi veroe bo, right? Even though you're not allowed to read kisvei hakodesh keseder, right? But you can learn the medrash of kisvei hakodesh. You can't read the sefer itself, but you can learn the medrash, right? And if you need a pasuk to look up a pasuk, you can look up a pasuk too. Just can't learn the kisvei hakodesh, the kisuvim keseder. Omer Rav Nechemya, mipnei ma omru kisvei hakodesh ein korin bohem, kidei sheyomru bekisvei hakodesh ein korin, the koshken b'shari had yotos. Different reason, not because of bitul beis hamedrash. The reason that it's aser to learn kisvei hakodesh is because people will say, if you can't read Kislev HaKodesh, you surely can't read Shtari Hedyotos, which we'll see in a second what Shtari Hedyotos are. And therefore, Reb Nechemiah holds Osir Shalobizman HaDrosha too. And when Shmuel said what he was saying it according to Reb Nechemiah. But we don't pass him like Reb Nechemiah. So therefore, Shmuel himself, in his own city, allowed them to read Ksuvim on what's it called, Mincha, because he held the reason was not like Reb Nechemiah. He held the halacha is like the Tanakhama, that the reason is because of Bittul Beis HaMedrash. So according to the Tanakhama, right, because of Bittul Beis HaMedrash, it's only Osir in the time of the Drasha. It's not Osir Shalobizman HaDrasha. But according to Reb Nechemiah, that it's Osir because we're afraid that if you read Ksuvim, you may come to read Shtori Hedyotos, but if they made a takana not to read Ksuvim, you'll never read Shtori Hedyotos, then it doesn't have anything to do with the drasha, it's also the whole day. So when Shmuel argued on Rav, he was saying what the halacha would be like according to Reb Nechemiah, but not what the halacha is actually like, because we don't pass him like Reb Nechemiah. Okay. Rashi. Bizman Beis HaMedrash, Kodem Achilo HaYudorshim. They used to give the drasha before the meal. After the meal, lo darshu mishum shikris. They didn't give a drasha because usually they drank wine in their meal, and the drasha had to do with halacha, and you're not allowed to paskin halachas if you're drunk. So since they drank wine, right, halachically, they could be halachically drunk. If you drink a revius, there's enough to make you consider drunk legabe paskining halachas, and therefore they didn't give the drasha after the meal, only before the meal. Pasku sidra b'ksuvim. After Mincha on Shabbos, they would read a parsha of Ksuvim. The Makom Beis HaMedrash, Shachachem Dorish, in the place where the drasha is given, the Beis HaMedrash, right, then you weren't allowed to read Ksuvim, because then people would end up not going to the drasha and going into a side room and reading Ksuvim. I will be al makar, but at home you could read it. Bein b'makom Beis HaMedrash, bizman Beis HaMedrash ein korin, right, l'fisha mevat lo melelech etzel hadorish, right, that the time of the drasha, you can't read ksuvim anywhere, because you'll end up staying home to read your ksuvim. There you can read anywhere, even in shul, after the drasha. And Shmuel, who said before that even after the meal, you're not allowed to read ksuvim, he was explaining Reb Nechemiah, that according to Reb Nechemiah, you're not allowed to read ksuvim the whole day, anywhere. The less late time of day in Karmishum Bittul, Reb Nechemiah doesn't hold the reason you don't read Ksuvim is because of Bittul Beis HaMedrash, because people won't go to the Drasha. They made such a takana that people will learn from that you're not allowed to read Shtori Hedyotos. But Shmuel himself functioned not like Reb Nechemiah. He was explaining Reb Nechemiah, but we don't pass him like Reb Nechemiah. So in his city, they did like the Tanakhama. And according to the Tanakhama, Shmuel also agrees that it's only Osir Bizman HaDrasha, not Osir Mincha time. The Masnis and the Amri time, Mishum Bittul Torah, Hilkech La'achar Achila, Deleka Drasha Korin. Shonim Bohem Kungo Medrash Shir Ashirim VeKoheles. You're allowed to learn the Medrashim of Ksuvim, just not read the Ksuvim themselves. Shtori had Yotos, Kigon Shal Cheshbonos, O Igros Hashluchos, Limso Chefes. So Rashi says Shtori had Yotos is either cheshbonos, mekach u'memkar, all different kinds of figures that you're not allowed to read off a paper, or letters that people send, stam letters. Tosa says that, Rashi says that shtori hedyotos are letters, but Tosa says that the minig ha'olam is to read letters on Shabbos, and they're not muksa, and because you could use the paper. And even if you're not allowed to read them, you could still use the paper. And shtori hedyotos, he says, are shtori chovos, bills, and other kinds of things that are osir because of mekach u'memkar. But stam letters are mutter, and he says the reason they're mutter is because sometimes, if you don't know what's in the letter, maybe there's important information that you need. It's afil pikuach nefesh or not, or even it's not pikuach nefesh, it's important information, you have to read the letter. And even if you know what's in the letter, right, and if you know what's in the letter and it's not, things that are Asr on Shabbos, then you're also allowed to read it. That's how Tosus holds. And Tosus in the end says over here that storybooks about wars or whatever that are written in other languages other than Hebrew, right? So he says those are Asr to read, right? Because There's no purpose to read these things. And same thing if you have things hanging on the wall and you can't read what's under them, you can't read these books either. And the Rish says, I don't know who says you're allowed to read them during the week either. So here there's a machlokas. Some say that since he said only in other languages, if they're written in Hebrew, you can read them, because then you could learn the Hebrew. So there's a purpose for reading them because of the language. Others hold that that's not enough of a reason to be matur them on Shabbos, and therefore even in Hebrew they're also on Shabbos, but in Hebrew they're mutter b'chol. And some hold that they're also b'chol too, like the Rish says. In any case, it depends what these books are, if they're stam bittel Torah or bittel zman, or there's a purpose for them, they have something, or your people enjoy them also. Could be novels that people bring a person onik Shabbos, also a mutter on Shabbos. It's all different shittas of what you're allowed to read, what kind of books you're allowed to read. And some are matter even novels. Some are matter only like things that are scientific or things like that. And some hold that all these kinds of things are also to read. You're only allowed to learn on Shabbos and not read these kind of books.
Letters that's
mutter
to read on Shabbos is that came before Shabbos or that came on Shabbos?
The what, letters?
Yeah.
No, letters that came on Shabbos
that didn't come close at home.
Okay, they're fine. Can you even one? Yeah. Other rabbi, there's a svara that those are better because you don't know what's in them.
Right.
Okay, Mishnah. Matzilin tik ha-sefer im ha-sefer. You're allowed to save the tik of the sefer. By us, it's the mantle, but by the svardim, that's what it's talking about, the box that the sefer Torah is put into, together with the sefer, when you save it from a fire. The tik ha-tfilin im ha-tfilin, and you save the tfilin bag together with the tfilin. Even if you put money in them, and there's money in them, you're allowed to metaltel the money to save both the bag and the tefillin. Ulehechen matzilin osan, where do you take it to? L'mavui she'enu mefulish. You can bring it into a mavui that's not mefulish. In other words, a mavui that's closed on one end, and it's only opened to the Rishus HaRabim on one end. So, min ha-Torah, it's a Rishus HaYochid. The only thing is, you need an Eruv, and there's no Eruv. The Afopishiation, what's it called? Ben Beserom or Afla Mefulish. You can even carry it into a Mavli that's Mefulish, that's opened at both ends to Rishus HaRabim, in the back and in the front, and only closed off on the sides. Okay, we'll see the Gemara's going to discuss what the Machlokas is. Rashi? No Rashi. Tan Rabon. Our boss or Shecholios B'Shavis. This seems to have nothing to do with this Mishnah. We'll see what the Gemara's going to compare it. If the 14th of Nisan fell on Shabbos, Erev Pesach fell on Shabbos, so you bring the Korban Pesach on Shabbos, Mafshitin Esa Pesach Ad Achaza. By the way, the Bizman Hazeh, the Balamor, says, even though the Rambam and the Rif and the Rosh Paskin like Rav, right, Legabe, that Bizman Beis HaMedrash, you're not allowed to read Ksuvim, but Shalom Bizman Beis HaMedrash, you are allowed to read Ksuvim. The Balamor says, Bizman Hazeh, the whole Indian of the drasha at that time was been bottled. Right? We don't have such a thing anymore, and therefore these whole halachas don't apply, and therefore the Shulchan Aruch Bechlal doesn't bring down this halacha. So you're allowed to read Ksuvim all the time, anywhere, because this halacha doesn't apply, because the times change, and that kind of drasha isn't given anymore. Okay. And that we pass when that's the reason for not reading Ksuvim, not because the story had yotas. Okay, Tan Rabban, Arbosor Shecholios B'Shabbos, if Erev Pesach fell on Shabbos, Mafshitin es ha-Pesach ad ha-Chozer. So Hafshota, flaying, skinning the animals, a malach. So only what you have to do for the sake of Korban Pesach is mutter. What you don't have to do for the sake of Korban Pesach, you leave till Motzei Shabbos. And do it Motzei Shabbos. So you're allowed to skin the Korban Pesach till the chest. So you can get out the inner organs, right, and be makter them, which has to be done on Shabbos. Can't leave that for the night. Give Rabbi Shmuel, Benoshel, Rabbi Yochanan, and Broka. The Chachamim omrim mafshitin es kula. The Chachamim hold you're allowed to skin the entire animal. So Bishlam, Rabbi Shmuel, Benoshel, Rabbi Yochanan, and Broka, right, Doha yisavid leitzorech gavoa. You did as much as was necessary for the korban on Shabbos. To do the rest is to make it easier to roast. That's for your business. You can't do that on Shabbos. Wait till Motzei Shabbos. Do Motzei Shabbos. El Rabban and my timer. According to Rabban and Taka, why can you skin the entire animal? Omar Rabba Barbarachana, Omar Rabbi Yochanan, Omar Kroa, called Poal Hashem L'Ma'anehu. Right? There's an inyan to everything that Hashem did, he did for his covet, for his honor, and therefore there's an inyan to do things in an honorable way, and that's kvod shamayim. Everything you do, the kvod shamayim, right, even if it's not tzorech shamayim, it's not necessary, but you're adding to kvod shamayim is also a mitzvah. And therefore, since it was mutter to shech the Korban Pesach on Shabbos, right, so all the things that are kvod shamayim are also mutter in that. When the Torah said that you should shech the Korban Pesach, it meant do everything that's necessary, and even the things that are stam hider and kvod shamayim. V'hocha mayla manehu, what's the kvod shamayim over here, right, of skinning the entire animal? Ika, Rav Yosef Omer Shlo Yasriach, that if you don't skin it, there's a chance that it'll go bad. The meat will go bad because it's inside the skin and it's dead. It'll decompose faster. Rava Omar Shlo Yukotchi Shemayim Mutolim Kinevela, because if you leave the what's it called the animal like that half skin, it looks like a nevela that you threw into the street. So it's not covered for their carbon. My binayu, what's the difference between these two reasons? If the reason is because maybe it'll decompose, right? It'll get go sour. Well, the reason is because it looks like an avela. It could be now demonic absorda de dahava. One difference is if you put it on a golden table. If you put it on a golden table, it doesn't look like an avela. Right? People don't put nevelas on golden tables. So even though it's only skinned halfway, it doesn't look like an avela, but it could still go bad. Inami yuma de istana, a cold day, a winter day. In other words, where Pesach fell out closer to the winter. It was It was not an Ibrior. It was a regular year, right? So, and it was in the end of the cycle, so it was early in the spring, right? Towards the winter. So a cold day also, the animal's not going to decompose, but it looks like an avail. So those would be the differences between the two reasons. Rashi. Ad hachazim, aschumi raglav, they used to skin the animal starting with its back feet, ho'achronim, and they would skin it till they got to the chest. But the top part of the animal, they didn't skin on Shabbos. Why? Because then they could take out the emurim that have to be burnt on the Mizbeach. You're allowed to burn the emurim that have to be burnt on Shabbos, even though you could do it mostly Shabbos. But the Gemara says, chaviva mitzvah b'shaita, that doing it at its proper time and not leaving it for later, even though it's okay later, is also okay. The sulomav should mean the ad ursa to tzorech edyutu, because any other skinning of the animal is not really for the sake of the carbon. It's not necessary for the carbon. It's only necessary for the people going to eat the carbon. So that they can wait till Moshe Shabbat. Lemaneo lichvodo. No. So the Chacham hold no. Po Hashem lemaneo. Anything you do lichvod shamayim, even though it's not necessary, is also docha Shabbos, because when the Torah said to do it, it meant to do it in a way that's coveted. So what's the kavod shamayim in skinning the whole animal? Shelo yasriach sha'or mechamamo u'masricho, right? The skin heats up the meat and makes it go bad. The ein zekvod olios pras ochle shulchanam meguah. It's not proper that the meat, even that the Jew is going to eat, but he's eating it from a carbon, and the carbon goes bad. That's not kvod Hashem. Apsora de dahava. What's the difference between these two reasons? Shelo yasriach, or it looks like an avela. If you put it on a golden table, sheino mutl b'bizayin, right? It doesn't look like an avela that's just thrown out. You're putting it on a golden table. Aval shema yasriach chayish of Yosef, right? But the reason of that it could go bad still applies. For Rava lo chayish ad ursa, and the Rava wasn't choshesh till night that it's going to be masriach. In that short few hours, we're not afraid it's going to go bad. Yuma de isna. What's a cold day called Yuma de Istana? Ruach Tzvonis, Shehid Beinanis. The north wind, which is a moderate wind. Lo chama velo tzina. It's not too hot or too cold. Kidamrin biyavamas periko oro. The Ezer Ruach Hamasrachas. What wind causes things to go bad, to go sour? Ruach Mizrachis, the east wind. Bishas Hachon. When it's hot and an east wind blows, it makes things decompose. Kidamrin begit. Even shichva zera is already inside the woman, right, will go bad and not take on a day that, what's it called, is an east wind. Yachsiv yavo kodim ruach Hashem mimidbar ola. Yesh mefarshim yumna istana ruach dromis. Some say ruach yoma de istana is when the south wind is blowing. We know for sure east wind is bad. It makes things decompose. The north wind is moderate. Okay, The south wind, Shitzonenes, that's a cold wind, right? Emeshiro Dromis Sonenes, true, it's a cold wind. Aval Istin al Korchuk Sonisi, but that's not what Istinis means. Istinis means north. The Nocha, Kida Omer Bi Alma. Shricha Shmaisa Tzilusa Kiyoma de Istina. The Ruach Dromis Hubaloshan Arami Yuma de Shusa. So Rashi's just pointing out, Enochanami, a south wind would accomplish the same thing. But that's not what it means over here. Yuma de Istina means the moderate north wind, which isn't hot, not necessarily cold, but it's moderate. That's enough not to make things decompose. Okay. Rabbi Shmuel Benosh, Rabbi Yochum Ebruka, Hai Paul Hashem Lamaneo Mai Ovidlei. L'chor, he doesn't learn from this pasuk called Paul Hashem Lamaneo that when something's mutter to do, it's Docha Shabbos, that even the things that aren't necessary are Docha Shabbos, even the things that are only L'kvot Shamayim. Right? In other words, we're not learning the halacha from this pasuk. We're learning the fact that called Paul Hashem Lamaneo tells me that it's a positive thing to do things that are even just covered, not necessary. Nela, when the Pasuk says you're allowed to be Mechal Shabbos for the sake of Korban Pesach, it includes this. But if you don't learn the Pasuk like that, then you don't have any Gilui to tell me that when the Torah was Matir Chil Shabbos for Korban Pesach, there was Matir for anything more than it was necessary. The things that weren't necessary are not Mutter. So what does he do with this Pasuk? He obviously doesn't learn it to teach us that even things that aren't necessary and just Kvot Shamayim are Docha Shabbos. So what does he learn from? He learns from this kind of pasuk that you don't take the emurim out before, in other words, there is something you're allowed to do on Shabbos, right, that is not 100% necessary, but it's a real bezoyin, and therefore called Paul Hashem L'Aneu. You don't want to bring a carbon that's not nice at all. He, not to have to be mafshit all the or, that's not a big shash. It doesn't look so much like an avela, and it's not going to go bad. That's not only not necessary, it's not really such a big desire. So that's not what this pasuk's referring to. This pasuk's referring to something that's really not nice for the Ribbono Shel Olam, and that you're allowed to do on Shabbos. So what's that next level that he holds you are allowed to do? Not necessary, but very not nice. Okay? That is to take out, not to be mafshit at all. Don't take off any of the skin. Make a hole in the area where the emurim are, and drag them out through the hole. That's dichlal not nice. Why? My time, Amravuna Bered Rav Nosa Mishum Nimin. Because then, what's it called, the hairs and the things are going to stick to the emurim, and it's going to be not nice to be makter them, right, in a disgusting way like that. So first take off all the fur, all the skin, and then take out the emurim. They'll be okay. But to make the emurim full of hairs or whatever, that's disgusting. That ain't a chanami. It's not necessary, but you're allowed to do things that are not that take away something disgusting. But the other two things, right, to be mafshit the whole animal, either because it looks like an avela, that's not disgusting. It doesn't look so much like an avela, and also it's probably not going to go bad in the few hours till Motzei Shabbos. Okay, Rashi. Kodem hefshit ha'or adachaza, right? The fact that you're allowed to, what's it called, flay the animal, right, skin it, till the chaza, is also not 100% necessary, because you could have done it a different way. You could have not skinned it at all, made a hole in the cavity around the emurim and pull them out. That, even Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka holds, that's why it's mutter to skin it, even though it's not 100% necessary, because it's called Pol Hashem L'maneu. My time, or le'emurim, my ko'ovit, mishum nimin, shel tsemer hanidbokim be'emurim. The fur is going to get caught, the what's it called, the wool is going to get caught on the emurim, and that makes them disgusting. Okay. Okay. Rav Chisda, Omer Rav Chisda, Omer Mar Ukva. Maya hadru le chavraya Rabbi Shmuel ben Osher Rabbi Yochanan ben Bruka. Right? What was the answer that, what's it called, that the chaverim said, the group said? In other words, Rashi says, B'nei Machlukso. They're called Chevraya. It's friends. Because the Gemara says that, what's it called, that people who argue become like enemies, but in the end, the arguments that are the Shem Shamayim are, what's it called, make people friends. They become Oavim. So the people who argue in Divrei Torah are called Chevraya. His Bar Machlok is called his friends. What did they answer to, what's it called, what was the answer? Right? So now we're going to connect this to our Gemara. L'chara, this has nothing to do with we'll do Pesachim. In other words, it has to do with this case that our Mishnah, that you're allowed to save Tikka Sefer Im HaSefer. Right? So what was the answer when Rabbi Shmuel ben Ovadia Shmuel Brugger said, you can only do what's necessary, not more than is necessary. Okay? So what did they answer him? Hachikam, really. They answered him, Imatzilin Tikka Sefer Im HaSefer Lo Nafshir HaPesach Me'ora. If you're allowed on Shabbos to save the tick of the sefer, together with the sefer, right? So you shouldn't be allowed to, take all the skin off on on Shabbos, right? If the Rabbanim were matir, not only to save a sefer Torah from fire, but to save the tick of the sefer Torah, right? So, which is unnecessary, really, doesn't have any kedusha of itself. Surely here you're allowed to take the whole skin off the Korban Pesach. Tomorrow says, midomi, what's the connection? Possum tiltal. There, the only issue is being metalpal something extra tircha. So the rabbanim were matter extra tircha and shas, not a malacha. Hacha malacha. Here we're talking about being over an issur d'oraisa of skinning an animal more than's necessary. What's the connection? If the rabbanim were matter something that wasn't necessary, that wasn't a malacha, just extra tircha, not even muktzah, right? Just tircha. So they were matter that because of that they matter malacha. What's the connection? What?
All these cases
of Matzini
we've been having, they're not just for
Tircha. No, it's not, there's no Isser over here. You're only allowed to take it to a place you're allowed to carry it.
All the cases
of Matzini? Yeah, all these cases were only to, that's what it said. The Mavli, either Mefulish or not Mefulish, but not something that Min HaTorah is a Rishu Seyochi. Omer Ravashi, Batarte Plige. The two arguments here. And they only answered on one of the arguments. Plige Batiltul, Plige Melacha, Enecharami. The malacha, that the machlokas is called Paul Hashem Lamaneu. Even for something that is minimally not nice for Hashem was included, or something only that's gross. That was one machlokas. Right? That's how to learn the pasuk called Paul Hashem Lamaneu and apply it to where Shabbos is nidche, is it nidche for only the things that are necessary and things that are really gross? Or even for things that are not so, not necessary, and not gross, just for kvod Hashem. That's one machlokas. Then there was a second machlokas. Machlokas was, if you already, flayed the animal, either by mistake, or in a normal case, you did it before Shabbos, Pesach didn't fall on Shabbos, Erev Pesach didn't fall on Shabbos, is the skin mutter betiltul or not? Are you allowed to metaltul the hide of the Korban Pesach or not? V'hochi kam relay. Im atzil and tikka sefer. Im a sefer lo netaltul or agaboser. Right? If you're allowed to be metaltul, right, the tikka sefer, because of the sefer, surely the hide of a korban is no worse than the tik of the sefer, that if you're allowed to move around the animal after it's dead, you're allowed to move around the hide also. Rashi. Hasam tik imatzila b'shabes tik imasefer. V'yafal pishiyesh b'sochom mos. Even though there's money in it, right? Umishum kovad asefer shud tzorech kavod avdina behedya hatzolus mos ain tzorech hedya. Right? You're still allowed to move the money for the kovad of the sefer. Take the tik together with the sefer. And that says over there. Even though there's money in it, so they were matur tiltul muktz of the money. Right, for the sake of the Sefer Torah, lo nafshid as a pesach bitmiyah, and therefore we shouldn't be able to take the whole hide off the Korban Pesach, mishum tzorech gavur lo shori tzorech hedyu behadei, even though it's what you call not really tzorech for the Korban Pesach, right? But once you're being matir, be matir the whole thing, just like over here. Once you're being matir to save the sefer, be matir to save the other things that are l'kavod the sefer, even though you're taking the money too, you're doing what's what you need too. Well, it says, no, hasam tikumos de kamaisi raya mine tiltul be'almach. It's only issa d'rabbanan. Tiltul muktz is only d'rabbanan. But here, it's an issa d'raisa. Hocha gavi plugsaya de pesach da'ari bo hashta malacha gemura da'afshata mi'ovas malachosi. Hafshata, skinning an animal, is one of the ovas malachos. Well, it says, v'tarti plige. Gavi pesach plige b'tiltulo da'osra b'shmuel l'talkal ha'pesach achar shotzi emurov afilo mi'chama l'tzeel mishum or d'lab bar tiltulu. V'lo domi l'shalochin the Amor and the Bametom and Shematalkin or some, the Asim or Behemagasa, the Chazil Mishnechel Mizgele. That's like this. Here we're talking about a lamb. keves, or a goat. Those were the thing, two things that were okay for Korban Pesach. Their hide is very thin, so they're not shayach to sit on them. They don't make good mats. So they're muktzah. Right? The hide of a behemah daka is muktzah. Unlike the hide of a behemah gasa, which is not muktzah because it's fit for making into a chair or whatever, for sitting on. So here it's tiltul muktzah. Right, the hide of an animal. On the other hand, therefore, Rabbi Shmuel held that you can't be metalkalit. You can't move the skins, right? What's it called? Together with the carbon. And the Rabbanan said to him, if you're allowed to move the money that's in the tick, for the sake of the sefer, why shouldn't you be allowed to move the hides lekover the basar? V'hachi kamri le tshuva le'inyan tiltul. The basar dumya the sefer. The basar kodesh is like the sefer. Umoto talkel omicham alatzel. The agav basar yitalkelenu or a mechuber bo. And because of the what's it called the basar, you're moving the or that's connected to it. Okay. Tosis learns from Rashi's mashmah that the or is connected to the basar still. Tosis says talking after you took the whole thing off, right? Can you move the hide out the basar, right? Shadayin sorech lebasar shlo yislachli. It's unconnected from the basar, but you still need it to move the basar inside it. It doesn't get all disgusting, get dirty. So you have this as the wrapper. Now the hide becomes like the wrapper for the meat to keep it clean. Right? Yishmoah holds asar, right? And the chacham holds mutter. But Tosfos says, when it's not totally taken off, it's you just flayed it till the chest, and it's still connected, then everybody holds you're allowed to do it, right? Everybody holds that you're allowed to move the hide that's still connected to the basar, right? It's buckled to the basar. It doesn't have a din of muktzah by itself. From Rashi's mashma, not like that. Rashi's mashma is talking where it's connected. And Tosfos says, L'chora, according to Rabbi Shmuel, how is it not connected? You're not allowed to flay it more. It's talking where you made a mistake and you flayed it the whole thing. Or what's it called? It's talking about the skins of tmidim and musafim, which there you are allowed to flay it, because you what's it called? There you bring the whole carbon on the mizbeach, so you have to burn it without the or you take it off. So it's talking not about carbon pesach. It's talking about the other carbonos where you're allowed to flay the whole carbon. The style still is the now the hide muktzah. It's not muktzah. According to Rabbi Shmuel, it's muktzah, and according to the Chacham, it's not muktzah. Because you can still use it as a packaging for the basar, and it's similar to the case of taking the tick with the mouse for the cover of the Sefer Torah.